WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new compilation of some rare early recordings by the Austrian conductor Alexander Zemlinsky. Zemlinsky was admired as a composer and conductor in his homeland, but died in this country in 1942, virtually unknown. But now Zemlinsky's music is being rediscovered.
Alexander Zemlinsky is not a household name in this country. But in Vienna at the turn of the century, there were few musicians who were more respected. He was Schoenberg's teacher and brother-in-law, and had a tremendous influence on the composers of the so-called Viennese school. He was especially admired as a conductor, but there's been very little hard evidence for his high reputation. One of the few subjects musicians as opinionated as Schoenberg and Stravinsky ever agreed about. Now the Schwann label has released an album of Zemlinsky's recordings, made with the Berlin Philharmonic and other Berlin orchestras between 1928 and 1930. There's no Mahler, no Berg, Schoenberg, or Webern, and no Zemlinsky. He apparently never recorded any of the music he was most closely associated with. The album includes 9 short selections, overtures by Mozart, Beethoven, Rossini, von Flotow, and Mayr, as well as that pop's perennial, the polka from Weinberger's Schwanda, the bagpiper. The longest piece is Smetana's nationalistic tone poem, The Moldau. Listen to how buoyantly that river ripples through the Czech countryside. Some of these performances, however, may take a little getting used to. The sound of the old 78s is about as far as you can get from hi-fi, though sound specialist Barton Wimble has done a superb job with the transfers. Still, the performances themselves may seem a little rough-edged at first, even a little tame, but the more you listen, the more engrossing they become. Zemlinsky is not a modern conductor. He has a fundamentally 19th-century attitude, a freedom with tempo more radical than almost anything we'd hear in classical music today. His method is to heighten expression by holding a note longer than it's written. This is a tradition of not doing exactly what a score demands. Time stops. The music floats. Every moment contains an emotional vignette.
Thank you.
The term for this technique is rubato, which means robbed. It's as if these extra suspended seconds are stolen from the designated time. This technique died because it encouraged sloppiness and sentimentality. Yet Zemlinsky managed to modify the strict tempo without losing the meter, the overall momentum or shape of a piece. What the liner notes call his metrical rubato is not so much a contradiction in terms as a version of the individuality with which every great musician makes phrases. The irony is that now this tradition is more respectable in jazz than in classical music. But the clock of styles comes full circle. In the concert hall today, Zemlinsky's conservatism would sound very daring. Of course, it's unlikely that every 19th century conductor could have held a piece together as beautifully as Zemlinsky does, or could have been as tasteful or subtle or charming as he is here, or as modern.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Alexander Zemlinsky Conducts on the Schwann label. This is Fresh Air.